You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and good afternoon, and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on Thursday afternoons broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, where I play dope beats, I chat with dope people, I talk about amazing events happening in the Lower Mainland, and I talk about food every now and then. So I hope you are enjoying the weather that we are having. It was lovely yesterday, and so far when I was walking in the streets this morning, the weather was very, very kind. So I am loving all of that. Today, I actually have two interviews to share. The first interview is with Masani Montague, festival director for Rastafest. And we are going to talk about the history of the festival. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the other things that they do as well. The festival is back this year on August 15th and 16th. But before we get to listen to our conversation, let's take a listen to a couple of tracks from artists that will be performing at Rastafest this year. And we're going to start off with Tristan Palma with the track Innocent Man. And I just took a listen to this track for the first time. I know I heard it way, way back in the day, but for the first time in a long time. So here is Innocent Man.
Some have to be through the rain. good man, yeah, I July. Them can't get no baby. Them can't get no baby.
Silver Diamond Production, Celestia the First, your girl Vanya Colors, representing for all black women. Repatriation is a must, no need to fight, no need to fuss. Hail Empress Menenai, Rastafari. Every day it's a struggle, but we have to make it out of the rubble. Just brace yourself for any trouble. A revelation time, the Bible tell you. Every day it's a struggle, but we have to make it out of the rubble. Just brace yourself for any trouble. A revelation time, the Bible tell you. Pick up your foot and walk up straight. Can't lean though, agitate last I guess. For them you see them a pose and a heel. Them a wolf in a sheep, them a real them fate. But if I not drop, you will represent straight. Judgment for you, man, I procrastinate. A long time you tried and I've won all the faith. Selassie guy is great. Remember him a the man where roll the thunder. Never trust them sweets from Peter Plunder. Lightning a go strike, earthquake we did go under. Long time Vanya Colors, I sing a holy. Every day it's a struggle, but we have to make it out of the rubble. Just brace yourself for any trouble. A revelation time, the Bible tell you. Every day it's a struggle, but we have to make it out of the rubble. Just brace yourself for any trouble. A revelation time, the Bible tell you. Time come for repatriation. UNIA movement, Marcus Garvey Bill 1. For all black people, united we stand. If you know I come time, I'm going back to the motherland. No baggage, no stoppage. When I know how unaga manage. Brimstone and fire, if you keep your picnic under bandage. We need food, clothes and water. We make it cross the border. Invitation done, say none from King Selassie, I am a mother. Pick up your foot and walk up straight. Can't lean though, agitate last I guess. Enough of them you see, them a pose and a heel. Them a wolf in a sheep, them a real, them fake. But if I not drop, you will represent straight. Judgment for you, man, I procrastinate. A long time you tried and I've won all the faith. Selassie, I yeah, is great. Every day it's a struggle, but we have to make it out of the rubble. Just brace yourself for any trouble. A revelation time, the Bible tell you. Every day it's a struggle, but we have to make it out of the rubble. Just brace yourself for any trouble. A revelation time, the Bible. It's a struggle, but we have to make it out of the rubble. Just brace yourself for any trouble. A revelation time, the Bible tell you. Every day it's a struggle, but we have to make it out of the rubble. Just brace yourself for any trouble. A revelation time, the Bible tell you.
Pick up your foot and walk up straight. Can't leave no agitators. ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hello, 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 and I am back. In that first set, we heard Tristan Palma. Tristan Palma is a Jamaican reggae singer, DJ, and has been active since the mid-1970s. So I kicked off the set with his track Innocent Man, and then I followed that with Vanya Colors. She ended the set with Life is a Struggle, and Vanya Colors is a Rastafarian Jamaican singer-songwriter, entrepreneur, chef, and dance choreographer from Eastern Kingston, Jamaica. She does all the things. All right, so I am now going to get into my conversation that I had with Masani Montague. And we are just one quick moment over here, and we are going to get into our conversation. All right, so we are now going to get into a track first. This is a track that I actually was going to play at the end of the show, but I am going to play it now, and then I will cue up. I thought I was all ready to go, but then I am going to cue up my conversation with Masani. So here is Avaya Mighty. So last week I played one of their tracks, and this time I'm going to play their track, Blame.
Mighty Prince, boy.
Sherman Oaks by the hillside. Urban folk from the sixth side. Burning smoke from a bridge site. Serving big lines. Virgin gal to the west coast. Perfect palace, my backwoods. Curtains gone, she a rap book. Certain bars leave man shook. The remedy of any melody. Identify that I'm a genuine rarity. I'm rapping Queen Street and Kennedy. Dope bars, all I ever said. Foreign cars, I wanna get in them. So hard, a word I never said. Coach Carter, I'm a better Ken. Know that I'm flying fast like kamikaze. My throat, that throttle. Gone in a Maserati. I bang my song for Muhammad Ali. Stand tall, yet small like Mahatma Gandhi. I got regode in both of my. You wanna smoke in both of my. You wanna kiss in both of my lips. I told him like this. Yeah.
Why you wildin'? You on stain. Got you hyping. I guess I'm the one to blame. 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 I'm the one. Why you hyping? You on stain. Got you wildin'. I guess I'm the one to blame. 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 Take off to the top. I'm about to offset. Made it to the bottom, that's that progress.
You know it.
This is simple concept, let me talk my. They think they a problem, but the problem is not even one. No, no, not even one of you know I'm the GOAT.
Uh-huh.
From the North, I win a coat. They call me Neo cause I'm so sick.
Yep.
Mom and Papa, they were so strict.
Right.
That's until they saw my show. Now they raise their fists like, go, go, get it.
You choose hate, I try joy. Pride of the coin that I earn. Your boy wanna be my boy. Your girl wanna be my girl. You should save me to your favorites and jot down my sight, Earl. You should know we in the Matrix. Can we go? I got no patience.
All my guys neck breaking, they know this a bop.
Bop.
On the mic test training, they know this my job.
I'm working.
All my ex type hating, they know this a swap. Still on our best behavior, they know it's a cop.
Why you wildin'? You on stain. Got you hyping. I guess I'm the one to blame. I'm the one to blame.
Blame me now. You can blame me now. You can, you
Is your tongue what it tastes like? Don't stop, cut the brake line. Come with the waistline. Come with the baseline. I don't walk in no straight line. Chillin' on the place, same time. Come with the waistline. The waistline.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Masani Montague, who is the festival director of Rastafest. And this is Canada's longest-running celebration of reggae music, Rastafarian heritage, and African-Caribbean culture, spanning over 30 years. This year, Rastafest takes place during August 15th and 16th in the Toronto area. And so I'm really excited to hear more about the festival and talk about some other things going on. So Masani, how are you?
Well. Good afternoon, Nicole. It's a pleasure calling from Toronto all the way in Vancouver. It's Vancouver, right? You're in Vancouver.
I'm in Burnaby, so close.
Oh, Burnaby. Close enough to Vancouver. Okay, yes. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've never been there, so yeah, good to have my voice over there.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so one of the first things I want to get into is Rastafest, because it is happening next month.
Yes.
And, you know, let's chat about that. Could you talk a little bit about the history of the festival and what we can expect this year?
Okay, fantastic. All right, so Rastafest didn't really start as a festival, you know. It started really, I would say, in 75. And why I have to, you know, mention that, because Bob Marley came to Toronto in 1975. Mm-hmm. And 3 days after Bob's visit to Toronto, the media launched a vicious attack on the Rastafarian community. Wow. Back then, it was a handful of Rastafarian people there. You know, Rastas were, you know, terrorists, time bombs. I'm going to explore there a minute. They were importing a lot of negative stuff from New York. So the handful of Rastas in Toronto were persecuted because of this 1 week of media coverage about Rastafarian people. That was in 75. And then in 1977, we started the Rastafari Cultural Workshop. And for 3 years, from 77 to 1980, what we did was to focus on educating, informing the Canadian public about the Rastafari culture, because it started out more like educational stuff. And then in 1982, we did the first international Rasta conference. Then in 1983, we did it in Jamaica. And then 84, 85, 86, we just continued with educational programs, because it was always about educating people about the Rastafari culture. The name, and then in 1988, 89, we did something called Culture Jam. Culture Jam now was soccer tournament of the day, and concert in the night. But okay, then I wanted to focus more on the Rastafari culture, because that was really our mission and goal. Mm-hmm. So in 1993, we changed the name from Culture Jam to Rastafest. So the name itself, Rastafest, was created in 1993. However, the work, you know, around the Rastafari culture and the history and all everything really started from 1975.
Wow.
And then we have been doing a festival. Yes, so now it's a festival. And we're not losing the educational component, you know. So even this year and last year, we have a Rastafari symposium. Last year, we had a 2-day Rasta conference. This year is a Rastafari symposium on August 14. And then that is where now at that symposium, we have speakers from all over the world presenting on the Rastafari culture. Okay. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have the festival. Because again, you know, yes, it's a good event, you know, good concert and so forth. But I didn't really want people to just, you know, come and see another reggae concert, you know. And yes, we do bring up good artists, as we usually do, and good local artists from Ontario. And I say Ontario because more Toronto, Ottawa, and sometimes Montreal. But I didn't really want it to be seen as a reggae festival. So we always have that educational component as well as a health and wellness component to the festival. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Love it. And so, okay, so this year, the festival itself, so the 14th is going to be the symposium, the 15th and 16th is the festival itself. And what can, like, let's say, you know, somebody's listening to this, they're out in the Toronto area during that time. What can they expect? at the festival.
Well, as we say, you come for the Irie vibes, and you stay for the food, you know. So you're gonna have Ital food. You're gonna have fantastic reggae concert. We have this year. We have Tristan Palmer, Droop Lion, Vanier Colors coming from Jamaica, and then locally we have Correction, is a Junior Award winner. Then we have Levi Conscious, and who else we have? We have another Papa Levy. So we have Toronto artists, and we have Jamaican artists. The other thing I want to mention, though, Nicole, very important, is that we are partnering with an organization in Jamaica called RMO. RMO is Rastafari Mansion and Organization. And my mention is that because, you know, Hurricane Melissa came, yes, hit Jamaica hard, but the Rasta community did not benefit at all from the donation. So the RMO is a coalition of 13 different organizations in Jamaica, and they're looking to raise money for 5 different Rasta houses in Jamaica, you know, to help the Rasta community. So Rasta Fest is partnering with them this year for the first time to raise money, goods, and everything to assist the Rasta House, so that the August 14th symposium, 100% of that symposium goes towards a Triple R. We call it a Triple R campaign. And the Triple R campaign is really about raising funds to help the 5 Rasta organizations in Jamaica. And then that's on the Friday. And then, so we're launching, though, the official launch of the festival is August 7th. That's going to be a double launch. Okay. Yes, we have a media launch August 7th, which is next week, Friday. So we're hoping to hit the 6 o'clock news on the Friday, the 7th, here in Toronto. So August 7th at 3 p.m., we have the media launch. And then in Jamaica, now we're also launching the festival the same day, August 7th, but at 6 p.m. You understand? So it's a double launch. So our theme is Rastafest to the World. Because we're including Jamaica in it. Yes.
Yeah. Love it, love it, love it. And when you think about all these years that, you know, you have been, you know, putting this festival together amongst an incredible team, I'm sure. What are you most excited about when you think about the festival this year?
Well, you know what? Every year, the festival, we have been fortunate enough to have a good support from the audience, right? Mm-hmm. Every year, we get a big crowd. You know, last year, the year before, the year, we get a big crowd. But every year, I've never really, even though we get a big crowd, I'm always looking to see how I could do improvement. You know, I'm always, you know, we get to level up, you know? So this year, one of the stuff we call a Rastafest Village. And I want people to come and experience what's like to go to, let's say, a Rasta Village in Jamaica. Yes, you may not, you know, so you have the Nyabiga drumming, you're gonna have you won't be in the ganja smoking like that, but but you have the Nyabiga drum, you have the Ital food, you have the music, you have the, you know, children activities and all that. So we're hoping to convert this parking lot into a village, right? And it's our venue is a parking lot, an indoor outdoor parking lot, meaning that we're indoor. It's outdoor, meaning, you know, that means that if it rains, no problem. That, you know, you don't have to worry about the rain. But it's outdoor because it's the first level of the parking lot. So I want to convert this venue. And we have been doing a Little Jamaica Night Market once a month at this venue. So I really love the venue, beautiful venue. So this year, you know, I want people to experience Rastafari liberty. So, you know, not just, you know, when it's a Rasta, people think of Bob Marley. Let's be real. Bob Marley is the first that comes to mind. But then what about the religion? What about the culture, the lifestyle? What about the Ital liberty? And I mean, when people say vegan, but they don't understand, before vegan was Ital food. Before cannabis, it was ganja. So Rastafari have been preaching this from 1930. So I want people to experience the Rastafari liberty when they come to Rastafest. So when I say I want to level up, it means that I want to see how much, I mean, yes, you can do so much in a parking lot, let's be real, or so much in a park, let's be real. But I want them to have that kind of experience for the Rastafari liberty, yes.
I love it. Now, this festival is put together by, you know, the Canadian Reggae Music Association and Rastafest Inc., as well as, I'm sure, other partners. But what, outside of Rastafest, events are going to be taking place over the next little while?
Okay, so we are located in a community called Little Jamaica. Mm-hmm. Little Jamaica, for those who are familiar with Toronto, Little Jamaica is between, it's on Eglinton from Marley to Dufferin. And what's called Little Jamaica, in the 70s, we had, you know, Jamaican businesses were there. So in the 70s, you know, when you want to find a black person in Toronto, you go to Little Jamaica. Back then was it called Little Jamaica, it was called Up on Eglinton. Okay. So it's on Eglinton between Marley and Dufferin. I used to be there in the 70s. I remember, I just dated myself. I remember going there in 1977 because my friend used to have an idol shop there. So okay. because that was the largest concentration of Jamaican businesses in the world of Canada now, in the 70s, it's still the city of Toronto has, you know, put, you know, they've, I guess the green light the name, let's say Little Jamaica. They've sanctioned the name Little Jamaica. So the official name is called Little Jamaica. So that's where we are located. Studio M is an audio video production and recording studio. That's where we are located. And out of Studio M now, we have the Canadian Reggae Music Association, we have the Little Jamaica Business Association, we have Masonic Production and Rastafest. So we operate from one location, but it's three levels. So on the main floor, we have programs. Right now, we have an arts development program for young people. In the basement, we have a recording studio. We have a 24-hour internet radio station called StudioMRadio.com. So we do a lot of stuff at Studio M outside of Rastafest, but Rastafest is really our biggest, let's say, flagship event. And because it's once a year, it's the biggest one, and we do get the numbers. And we get the sponsors too. Because if you look at our flyer, I mean, we have three levels of sponsorship from the government, from Canadian Heritage on the federal level, on the provincial side, Ontario Art Council, Ontario Create, and then, of course, City of Toronto.
True. Love it, love it, love it. And back, I just want to swing back over to the rest of us again. Is this a ticketed event?
No, it's free. And Rastafest is always free. Mm-hmm. Well, we try to make it as free as possible throughout the years. It, you know, in 1 or 2 years, I think we have, you know, did admission. But to be honest with you, I'd rather have a free event than a paid event, because it's hard. Well, people think, you know, paid event is better because, you know, you make some money, you know, revenue at the gate and all that. But trust me, when you have to put up, you know, barricade and pay the police officer security, it does add up. So it's a free event, so anyone all across Canada could come and support the festival. And how we promote is a family fun festival. Grandmother, grandfather can come, grandchildren, you know, children, parents. Yeah. So it's really a nice family festival.
I love it. I love it. And before I let you go, I'm just going to have a few more questions. So the timing of the festival, is it sort of like a 10, 11 o'clock in the morning going till about 10 o'clock at night type stuff?
No, we tried doing the day thing and the day thing doesn't work.
Okay. Even though I'm so glad
people don't, and it's not just Rastafest. I think festival in general, it's hard to generate a day crowd unless you have children activities, lots of game like amusement park and all that. Adults don't come out before 6 o'clock, unfortunately. But so we used to be 1 to 11, but we don't do that 1 to 11. We stopped doing that for the longest while. So it's 60, so we'd use the one, we use 10 in the morning, let's say, to 5 in the day for vendors to come and set up. So the festival starts at 6 p.m. and ends at 11 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. The symposium, though, on the Friday, though, it's a little